All right, so are you ready for this? We're diving into the world of green smoothies.
Lots of green
Oh
smoothies.
yeah, we're talking about the 10-day green smoothie cleanse.
J.J. Smith's book.
The one that claims you can lose like 10 to 15 pounds in just 10 days.
All from smoothies.
Yeah, and it's super popular, right? It's a New York Times bestseller.
For sure, and I get why people are so drawn to it. I mean, losing weight quickly.
Who wouldn't want that? But let's see if it actually lives up to all the hype. What do you think?
Well, the concept is really interesting, right? You're basically focusing on one type of food for 10 days straight.
Green smoothies.
Exactly. And not just any smoothie, these are packed with leafy greens and veggies.
Like way more veggies than fruit.
Exactly. And the book claims that this combo can do a lot more than just help you shed some pounds.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, it says it can boost your energy, clear your mind, and even detoxify your body.
Okay, wait. Detox. That's a word that gets thrown around a lot these days.
You're right, it is.
So I'm curious, like, what does that even mean in this context?
That's a great question because honestly, our bodies have their own built-in detox systems.
Right, our liver and kidneys.
They're the real MVPs. But I think what this cleanse is trying to get at is giving your body a bit of a break.
I
You
so.
know, by cutting back on processed foods, excess sugar, and all that unhealthy stuff. So maybe less about some magical detox and more about hitting the reset button.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So it's about giving your body a break and supporting its natural processes.
Right.
And the book actually gives you a pretty clear plan for how to do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's very structured. You get shopping lists, tons of smoothie recipes, like step-by-step instructions for each day.
Or that takes out all the guesswork.
Totally. It's basically like a roadmap for the 10 days. But I do think it's important to mention that even with a plan like this, it's always a good idea to talk to your doctor before starting any new diet, especially if you have any health concerns.
Definitely. Always good to get a professional opinion.
For sure.
So let's talk more about these green smoothies. Why are they the star of the show here? I mean, we know fruits and veggies are good for us, but what's so special about blending them up?
Well, first of all, think about it practically. It's much easier to drink a big serving of greens in a smoothie than it is to like eat a huge salad, right?
That's true.
And not only that, but when you blend everything up, it helps break down the plant fibers.
Oh, interesting. So that makes it easier for our bodies to absorb all the good stuff.
Exactly. And here's something really cool. You know how fiber is good for our gut health? Well, the specific types of fiber in these smoothies can actually change the makeup of your gut bacteria.
Wait, really? So it's like a good gut makeover.
Yeah, kinda. And having a healthy gut microbiome is linked to all sorts of benefits, from better digestion to a stronger immune system.
Wow, that is cool. But I also have to ask about the potential downsides.
Sure, what are you thinking?
Like, could only having smoothies for 10 days lead to any nutrient deficiencies? I mean, even though they're packed with good stuff, it's still a pretty limited diet.
You're absolutely right. That's definitely something to consider. While these smoothies are nutrient dense, they may not provide everything you need if you rely on them exclusively.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
No, it's not. It's really important to be aware of your own individual needs. For example, if you tend to be low in iron, you might need to add in some iron-rich foods even while you're doing the cleanse.
So it's all about listening to your body and paying attention to how you feel.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential benefits and the things to watch out for, but the big question is this type of cleanse really sustainable in the long run? I mean, 10 days of green smoothies is one thing, but what about after that?
Ah, the million-dollar question. You know, while this program might help jumpstart weight loss and give you a boost of energy, it's not a magic bullet for long-term health. The real key is to take the good parts of this program, like eating more fruits and veggies, and figure out how to make them a part of your everyday life.
So instead of seeing it as just a 10-day thing.
Exactly. Think of it as a way to reset your habits and get inspired to incorporate more greens into your diet long-term.
Love that. It's about progress, not perfection. So, as we wrap up here, what are your final thoughts? Like, what's the main takeaway for our listeners?
Okay, here's the thing. The 10-day green smoothie cleanse is a great way to get a lot of fruits and veggies into your diet and maybe kickstart your weight loss journey. It's a well-structured program, but it's super important to talk to your doctor before you start and be mindful of your own individual needs. And most importantly, think about how you can use this experience to build a healthier lifestyle that really works for you.
Amazing advice. And as always, we want to leave our listeners with something to ponder. We've been talking about green smoothies, but could you apply the same principles, like that short-term reset and the focus on veggies, using other methods? Could you do a salad cleanse, a soup cleanse, or even just challenge yourself to add more greens to every meal?
Interesting.
Something to think about. Anyway, thanks for diving in with us today, everyone. And remember, creating a healthier lifestyle is a journey, not a race.
You got it.
Take your time, enjoy the process, and find what works best for you.
And drink your greens.
Yeah, drink your greens.